I want to pray just a simple prayer, and I want you to think about this prayer, and you don't have to pray it with me, but think about this prayer, and maybe if you can claim it for your own, it just might help you. Father God, instead of trying to hope, I choose to trust you in hope. I trust that you are a loving Father. And whenever I might feel about you, the truth is your love is enough for me. Your love is something that I just never could comprehend, that a loving God would die for me so that I could live. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I trust that you're a loving Father, and I trust that you love me. Whatever's happened in my life, I know there's something much better ahead for me if I only would trust you. I keep my eyes on the mark of the high calling, as the Apostle Paul said. And it doesn't matter what somebody else has said about me or said about you. I want this personal relationship with you that I know that I can have by only accepting you into my life, because you said you stand at the door and knock at my heart. If I would just open up, you would come in. Wow, what a wonderful blessing. For I trust that you love me, Lord, and I trust that you give me strength for my soul. And Father God, I trust that you will do this because you have shown me your love through Jesus Christ. Not only his actions, his words, and his deeds, but his spirit. Jesus said, I got to go home to be with the Father, but I'm going to send one greater than I. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the one who comes alongside. We all have the Spirit of the living God within us. All we got to do is say, welcome here, Holy Spirit. And it's with hope in Jesus' name that I pray this prayer today. Hallelujah.